It is today's hottest music hot 103. You are waking up with the big show. 9:54 is your time right now. I know I said I was getting out of here, but then I remembered because of all the snow and everything that's going on. I remembered that I had a guest outside waiting in the snow. How dare me, like, just leave you outside like that in the snow. He was out there making snow angels, and I was like, wait a minute. I knew we were supposed to have some business going on today, but of course, it wouldn't be the kickoff of a new year if we didn't invite our friends from Cupid Chase from Community Options. We got a good friend, Jose Solis, is here with us. What's up, buddy? Happy New Year.
I'm digging your dancing, bro. Now, I was halfway through making a snowman when you interrupted me, but it was nice. I had no idea what all that stuff was. Just, you know, this is new. This is what's going on.
I know. I was like, and literally just 45 minutes ago, I think it was about 45 minutes, I was telling somebody, I was like, it's not even snowing. Then I walk back to my cave that is my office. And then you tell me it's snowing. I'm like, oh, okay, here we go.
It's snowing. Wow, this is crazy. I mean, you guys be safe out there.
Yes.
I was trying to drive as safely as possible. We're not used to driving this stuff, but, you know, let's just be safe. Let's be cool.
That's right. And of course, I'm excited. First of all, I got to say Happy New Year to both of you.
Yes. Happy New Year to you. What, should we hug?
Yes.
Okay,
let's hug. We should hug. That's how
we do it. That's family, baby. That's family.
But of course, you bring more family with you as well. Introduce who you got with us as well.
Yeah. This is Terry Jaramillo. She works in our employment services program, and she's one of the people that goes out there and finds jobs and does all the staffing and makes sure we have people to work and all that good stuff. So I'll let her introduce herself.
Terry, welcome back to the show. I believe you've been on the show before, haven't you?
Or is this your first time? It's my first time.
Okay. So, but I know with the Community Options and a lot of the stuff that Community Options does, it's always great to welcome new friends to the show and just some of the great things that you guys do. Like Jose was saying, talk a little bit about yourself and just some of the stuff that you do for Community Options.
Yeah, so I have been with Community Options for about 2 years now. I went from a staff to now where I am now. So the kinds of stuff that we do is I talk to all different kinds of employers. I talk to them about what our agency does, who we support, and how they can help us. So I'll go into a little bit more detail about Community Options itself. We support individuals with disabilities, and we support over 5,000 individuals across 12 states.
Wow.
So some of the supports that we provide are housing, employment opportunities, day services, and supported living.
And I mean, you all do such a wonderful job. I know we got a chance to attend your open house that you guys had a couple of months ago, which was so great. And for those that don't know about them, I strongly encourage you to learn more about a lot of the stuff that you guys have going on, and especially you, because then now we're in the midst of
it.
This is everything that we look forward to.
This is it.
And I love January because we bring the Cupid Chase 5K is just a couple weeks away.
It's been a beautiful experience, especially working with you guys and you know, experiencing the whole radio thing with you guys. And I remember till this day, the first time that we were here and, you know, we were nervous. I remember I combed my hair to the right that day just for you guys so I could look good. And it was just this weird experience, but it became a beautiful thing. I mean, we were able to really show off what Cupid Chase was. And it's a national fundraiser that we do. Now, back then, we didn't know really how it worked, but after all these years of experience, can you believe it's here? I mean, all these years that we've been doing it, and I mean, let me look at it. This is, I think this is our 17th year, I believe.
17th year?
Yeah.
Wow.
This is crazy. It's now, here in Las Cruces, when we did it the first time, I mean, I remember it was like we had 75 runners. And then, you know, slowly numbers went up. You guys have been part of it ever since.
Yes.
And we had 500 and I think it's 580 or something around there, number of runners last year. And we want to make sure that we get bigger every year.
And by the way, this is an experience that you guys need to go and witness for yourself, because the plaza in Mesilla is basically a place for love, for embrace.
Bro,
for
let me
everything.
Tell you.
It's just, there's been so many things that have happened over our time together from proposals.
Weddings.
Yeah.
We had one wedding. We had a bunch of people say, like, yeah, we met, or, you know, I don't know why I did that voice. I'm sorry, bro. But, you know, it's people meeting at the race. And then, of course, we had some people that hooked up. You know, they were like, hey, you know what? We met there and we started dating at that point.
Mention the shirts. Though, yeah. That's where it all starts.
This is huge. So here, I'll have you model this since we're live on Facebook. There we go. Yeah. So
By the way, I want to let y'all know, if you've seen this on Facebook, I am unavailable, okay?
Yes. Yeah, unavailable.
Don't set me up, because my wife's going to be like, why did you hold the shirt?
No. That's why I gave you the red one, because the red one.
Good, look it out. Don't get me in trouble.
I got you, bro. So if you notice, Joey is holding a unavailable shirt, and all of our shirts in the back of the shirt will say unavailable or available. So in this case, we have our white ones, which say available, and the red ones say unavailable. And this means that you are either available or unavailable for love.
Yes.
That's what it is.
That's right. And of course, these shirts, man, this is good material.
Yeah. So we partnered up with Nike. Nike does beautiful work. These are dry fit shirts.
Yes.
For all you wonderful athletes out there that love this stuff, it's beautiful. It's an awesome shirt. Yeah.
I mean, there's just a lot to look forward to. Cupid Chase 5K, you hear us talk about it, we've been telling you about it, and if your New Year's resolution is to do as many 5Ks or whatever the case may be, this is the perfect way to start off
this
year.
This is a great start. It's a great start. It's a beautiful place. I mean, we do it in Mesilla every year.
Yes.
It's a beautiful route. It's a flat route. You know, we have our sheriffs out there. We try to keep it as safe as possible. Everything starts and ends at the Mesilla Plaza, okay? So if you are registered online, if you go to cupidschase.org, you will see a map of the race. You will see everything that is going to happen that day. I mean, I'm talking music. We have a DJ out there. We have a 360 video booth. Yes. We have a photo booth. We have all sorts of fun things for the family. So go out, have a great time.
That's right. And, you know, we got to give a big shout out to the town of Mesilla as well, because it seems every single one has been in Mesilla. And it's just such a beautiful time, especially around that time that we do Cupid's Chase. It's like, I don't know what it is about that time, just the environment, everything. It's perfect. It's a perfect setting for this.
It's a perfect setting. It's a beautiful setting. We are so grateful for the town of Mesilla for being so amazing. Also, all the people have partnered up with us. I mean, Select Realty, Raul Tejas. I just went and picked up a check yesterday. Great people that see what we're doing and they want to partner up. Maximum Martial Arts. You know, just people that are friends that they're like, hey, man, can we donate or can we participate? Can we become a sponsor? And yes, everything is online. If you go to that website, comop.org, cupidschase.org, you will see all the opportunities there for registration and also for sponsorship.
That's right. Make sure you get all those details. Sign up. We definitely want to encourage people to sign up early. And the great thing about registering early is also just kind of getting everything situated early. So the day of the race, you're basically showing up and ready to go.
Yeah. So here's the beauty. You could pick up all yourself. Let's say you register now, right? Yeah. Boom. I'm ready. I'm going to run. Let's go. February 5th from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., you could pick up all your stuff at our Community Options office. 2500 Missouri Avenue. You could look it up. Community Options Office, Las Cruces, New Mexico. We're going to be there the 5th, and we're also going to be there the 7th.
Okay.
Now, by the 7th, I believe at midnight, price goes up if you're going to register the day of.
Okay.
So make sure that you guys get those registrations in now. Not only that, the sooner you register, the faster you could pick up your packet on those 2 days.
That's right. Make sure you register early. And again, all that information, you can go to their website. And also make sure you follow us on our social medias as well as to go to our website, hot103.fm. We're going to make sure to post all this information so that way you can get ready to run with love.
Yes, run with love.
I'm going to be running to the donuts that day.
Yes.
But I will be running.
But you will
with
be
love.
Running.
With love.
With love. Yes, love for donuts, but you still got love. I mean, we're love.
One thing, Zumba. We're doing Zumba, right?
We're doing Zumba. Okay. We're going to warm up. That's what we're going to do. We're going to dance a little bit. We're going to do Zumba. Joey has been an excellent champion in that. He goes out there, he does his moves, he makes it work, and we will have Zumba, we will be dancing.
I don't even fight it anymore at this point. I just say, let me stretch and get ready. I'm ready to go. You tell me, I'll go out there and dance, and I'll be out there if it's all for a good cause, if it's all to have fun, and especially for you, my friend. You tell me what to do, I'm there.
We're there, brother.
We're there to do it. And of course, you know, Community Options, I gotta say, just, you guys are champions for what you do in this community and throughout Southern New Mexico.
Thank you, my friend. You guys do a lot.
You and the staff, I mean, you guys do great things. And I think it's one of those things that I know we always talk about Cupid's Chase, but I think that's one of the things to always remember, that Community Options, of course, is the benefiting factor in all this, because it goes to help out those individuals.
It does.
In Community Options.
Yeah. So. And a lot of people ask me, they're like, where does the money go? Because we are a national organization, but it stays local. And it's so many good things that we get to do for people with developmental disabilities.
And by the way, guys, just total side note, if you guys want to learn more about, you know, Community Options, you actually did an episode of our podcast a couple of months ago.
Yes.
You guys can learn more about, you know, Community Options and kind of what got you involved with Community Options. Go and check out that episode now. Big Show on the FM. You can find it on YouTube and you can learn more about it. I tell you, over the years, it has just been great to see the growth of Cupid's Chase. And I'm excited to see. I can't wait till we get to that moment where, like, hey, man, we really have packed that plaza so much that, let's go for it.
Let's go for it.
What number are we going for this year as far
you know,
as runners?
I'm shooting for 800.
800?
Yeah, I figured, you know, 500, last 580, we could shoot for 800. So please get your people involved. Get your friends involved. Your primo, your prima, your mom, your dad, your grandpa. Get all those people. Just get them out there and be like, hey, I'm going to do it. You should do it too.
That's right. And go out there and cheer them on and go out and have some fun. And of course, be a part of the Cupid Chase 5K. I thank you both so much for joining us and being
here.
Thank
you for having
us. Sorry for leaving you out in the snow. I know we were just about to wrap up the show too. And I'm just like, wait a minute. I was about, oh, that's right. I left them outside. I'm a horrible host. Jackie's going to get mad at me, by the way. She's going to be like, she's been gone. And she's like, wait a minute. So you leaving guests outside in the snow.
Yeah, man.
And you just out here having fun. At this point, she's going to say, you know what? You need to Zumba on your own at the Cupid Chase. So. Again, hot103.fm to get all the details and to learn more about Cupid Chase. And, of course, give them your guys' website as well for they can sign up and everything.
Yeah, it's at cupidschase.org. That's where you want to go. Everything is at cupidschase.org.
That's right. Thank you guys so much for stopping by and being on the show. And we look forward to Cupid Chase 5K.